Welcome to End Time Chronicles podcast with Brother Eben. This podcast discusses issues regarding the end times and the things unfolding and things about to unfold. We are living in very uncertain times and information is very critical these days. You can download or listen to this podcast on spiritissues.info. Now, let's join today's edition.
These are the end of days, what the Bible says about the day of the Lord. And the whole world shake, the big earthquake when he returns. Could be a nuclear war, what the prophet saw, till you wonder where your help come from. Look up, your redemption draw near. Come the man of peace, come the mark of the beast, the tribulation. Don't you be surprised when the Antichrist give a deception. And you see nation rise against nation, abomination of the desolation. Look up, your redemption draw near. Where he draws near, he will wipe away your tears. When he draws near, he'll give you faith, kick all your fears. Look up, your redemption draws near.
Resuming my podcasts, and I believe we are living in very, very interesting times, and there's a lot to talk about. And the period in which I've been away, I've been looking at the world situation, looking at the news, events, happenings, and all that, and it's becoming clearer and clearer. Every day, the times that we live in are the times the Bible talked about relative to the era prior to the coming of the Lord. And it's very important as believers to have a clear understanding of where we are and how we should live our lives. In this episode, I'll be talking briefly about a critical part of how we should be aware of where we are. And I like talking about this verse a lot. First Chronicles 12 verse 32, where it says, "And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment." You can easily put it this way, that the children of Issachar, if you are to be like them, then you have an understanding of the times and to know what you have to do, what your family has to do, if you are a pastor, what your church has to do. And I believe it's very essential we know well the times we are in first and foremost, and then knowing what to do follows. You can know all about the end time, you can talk about it, you can read about it and all, but not knowing what to do within the period or the actual time is a real difference. It makes a lot of difference, because knowledge, as they say, is power. So the knowledge about the times and how to do things and how to live is very, very critical, and I believe it's one thing we should be interested in as believers, especially in these crazy times we find ourselves. You know, you look at the news, various countries, what is happening, the weather has been something else. I mean, the heat, the extreme heat, fires, rains, destruction, the earthquakes are increasing. Then you look at the COVID itself and its consequences, the aftermath, the vaccine mandates in some countries. You can't work without it. People being given deadlines to either take it or quit their jobs. People resigning in the droves, I mean, in parts of US and elsewhere. So you ask yourself, where are we? What is happening? Is this the mark of the beast, or is not? Is it not? You know, all these questions and confusion in the minds of people. Ultimately, the Bible should be a source of answers for whatever is happening. And I believe in the next edition, which will be in the next few days, I'll be talking about the issue of the mark of the beast regarding where we are. Is it really the mark of the beast, or is something else that would be it? And I believe the vaccine is not the mark of the beast. If we look at the Bible, the events, the timelines, the sequence of events and all, this doesn't fit into that. But it's a close shave of it. It's a demonstration. It's more of a mock system, a mock exams. Normally, mock exams are quite close and similar to the main exam. So we are having a lot of similarities. And I believe that's one reason why people have really concluded that this is it and all that. But we'll talk more about that in the next episode, God willing. But I want to talk briefly about the world we find ourselves now. And there's one clear thing we should understand, and the fact that the world has changed forever. We are not going back to pre-COVID times or pre-COVID era. No, we are not. It's over. The freedoms and the free life and the enjoyment and the good life we had before COVID, it is over. And I repeat, it is over. We are not going before that season again. Things have changed, and that's it. The new world order is what is taking shape. And you know, Professor Schwab, who the president of the World Economic Forum, put it clearly that the COVID presents itself as an opportunity to reset the world. They've always been seeking to do this, but COVID brought itself. Well, whether they, I mean, I believe they brought it anyway. So COVID has become the platform or the foundation upon which the new world order is being set. And if up till now you've not seen that we are in a new age, then please, you have to really do a lot of work in terms of seeking knowledge, because it's clear the new world order is in motion, fast in motion, and gradually things are falling in line. The puzzle is becoming clearer, because more pieces, you know, when you have a jigsaw puzzle and it is scattered on the onset initially, and then the picture starts, you start arranging the pictures, it starts forming, and it gets to a point where even though the whole puzzle set or pieces are not fully arranged, it gets to a point where you can fully see some things, or you can really have an idea of what is being formed. And I believe that's exactly where we are in terms of the world events and the things we are seeing around us. Any spirit-based, spirit-led, Bible-believing believer should be able to see a clear picture of the state of the world and what is coming and what is ahead of us. And I believe if you are able to grasp that image, you're able to see the picture that is forming, then it would also guide you in knowing what to do and how to do things. And knowing that the world has changed forever should obviously be a major turning point in our spiritual lives and as Christians, because we can't do the same things that we used to do when the season has changed. We can't live our lives, pre-COVID lives, in the post, COVID is still not over, so I won't say post-COVID, but in the new or in the COVID era, vis-a-vis the Great Reset or the New World Order, as it is. Because if we use the same strategies, we want to live like we used to live before, we want to do things the way we used to do and all that, then we'll be very disappointed, because a new season demands a new approach and new strategies. And, you know, with a season in which demonic activity is seriously on the rise, and it's not risen fully yet, it's still rising, and the worst is even ahead, clearly we'll have to sharpen our swords, spiritual swords. We have to get deeper into prayer. We have to really get ready and be prepared and not be caught off guard, because the world is not going to get any better. Actually, I don't want to say this as it is, but the truth, it has to be said. Things are going to get really rough in the times ahead. Not too distant future. I mean, the weeks and months and, you know, the times ahead is really going to get rough. Economically, the world economy is really going to see some drastic shocks. The supply chain crisis, the global supply chain crisis, which is already pushing prices beyond record levels, is going to get worse. I mean, I saw an article CNN this morning where it talks of that it's even the global supply chain crisis is going to get worse, you know, because of the factors. China is having their power crisis, and, you know, China being the world factory, obviously, at a time when they are expected to be producing more to meet the short supplies, now they are underproducing, which means the shortage is even going to worsen. And for countries like Ghana, we depend on, I mean, virtually most things you import, you know, are made in China. So you can imagine the consequences, especially when it comes to the food factor. That's a real big issue. You know, we import rice. A lot of the things we import, you know, come from Asia. So we are going to see already prices are rising and there's no end in sight. I mean, I've spoken to a few importers and they paint a very grim picture. I mean, one actually told me that he has stopped importation because it doesn't make economic sense to even import again because of the high cost, freight cost. You know, I spoke to one earlier and who mentioned that his cargo freight charge for his container, what he used to pay $3,500, now he's paying $11,500. And it's that bad. So you can imagine this extra unplanned cost being added to cargo being imported means it will be shared over the goods being imported. So whether it's food or it's clothing or whatever, we are going to see astronomical increase. And, you know, all these things come with consequences, you know. So things are just not going to be so smooth in the times ahead. And I believe as believers, we should have the wisdom to know what to do and when to do things. And it's one very critical thing, because when we know the times we are in, then we should zealously seek the wisdom to accompany the times we live in. Because that wisdom will make a lot of difference. People may not understand you for some actions you'll be taking in these times and may think you are crazy. But when you know you are being spirit-led and you are taking decisions based on the leading of the Holy Spirit, you cannot be wrong, because at the end of the day, the difference will be seen and the difference will be obvious. And so I really encourage everyone listening that we have to renew our minds about prayer. We have to renew our minds about studying the Word of God, enriching ourselves deeply into the Word of God, really taking prayer seriously and getting deep into it, especially praying into the future. I mean, for whatever the Spirit lays on your heart. I mean, a few friends of mine, we've decided to even start a prayer, online prayer, Zoom. We have to start it. So we are looking at Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I'll send a link to my list as well. And so far as you can join, we are looking at just 1 hour. I mean, Tuesday night, 1 hour, Thursday night, 1 hour. And that's it. Just, we have to be praying. And sometimes it helps when you also have such corporate group prayer. It helps as well. And because we just can't leave and just talk, just complain about what is happening. We really have to be praying. And I believe that will also help all of us to know how to pray and how to pray and what to pray about and all that. It will not be the complete prayer solution for all of us, but at least it will be a helping hand to some extent. So I believe, God willing, tomorrow, looking at starting on the 14th, 14th October, we'll be starting this prayer group, Zoom prayer meetings. I'll be sending a link, and so you can just join, and we'll see how the Lord leads and takes things from there, because we are not in ordinary times, and clearly we cannot just walk around with ordinary prayer. We have to step up the game. And I believe if we walk in this wisdom, and whichever way the Holy Spirit leads, it will really be a really helpful thing for anyone and every believer who goes this way in terms of seeking the face of God in prayer, what to do and all that. It's essential, because time is running out in terms of when we can do some things. It's very critical we look at all those things as we wait on God, for God to lead and guide you as to what to do. Because, you know, things are changing so fast, and we are in a world where, you know, things can just turn around suddenly. For, you know, if you remember last year during the COVID, and for instance, the lockdown, children were going to school, the Sunday evening, president comes to give a speech, immediately schools are closed until further notice. And this closure took over almost close to a year. You know, so it was just, everyone was just caught off guard. You know, churches suspended, closed for close to 3 months. You know, so we are in that season where something can just happen, and then the resulting decisions from politicians or governments can just change things beyond our imaginations. And this is where we have to be very, very alert spiritually and be led by the Spirit of God, especially God giving advance notification in terms of what is coming through dreams and all that. We should be alert about knowing what God wants us to do and what God is saying at a particular point in time. Of course, I mean, regarding this issue of dreams too, we have to be very careful and be led, because it's not every dream too that is of God. That's from God. You know, the devil is always a deceiver. The devil has been lying right from the Garden of Eden, and is still lying. And clearly, if he knows there's a channel God will be using to communicate with his children or to his children, the devil will certainly send his agents to also do same, to try and create confusion in the minds of people. So all these are the reasons why we should be prayerful, and we should know how and when and what and all that. What is right, what is not right, what is from God, what is not from God. All these things are very critical. And that's the essence of stepping up our prayer lives and all that, and sharpening our knowledge in the Word of God. And I believe as we do these things, it's going to help all of us. So this is just a short edition, encouraging you that we should be aware of the times, and we should sharpen ourselves. Iron sharpeneth iron, as it says, and it helps, because we are getting to that season where we would have to be sharpening ourselves. We won't have the church system going on forever. And for that one, people don't want to hear it, but you know, last year when churches were locked down or closed for close to 3 months, it was just a test case for them to see that it is possible for churches to be closed for a much longer period. Oh yes. And I believe we are getting there sooner than later, where we will not have church as we know it, just as it happened last year. You know, 3 months, no church. And this is where we have to be congregating in our smaller groups, the home church, your community, your friends around, your neighbors, your family. You see, we should start learning how to do these things. We should be preparing ourselves for that, because I believe that season is very, very close. Extremely close. And or should that period arise, or if we get to that point, what do we do? How prepared are we to be able to stay in our faith, stay in the faith, stay together as a family or as a group of friends in your neighborhood or something? We should be able to prepare ourselves. And I believe pastors have a serious duty to know how to do these things, especially these times where unforeseen things are just about to unfold. I believe pastors should have or should be doing it where their churches are grouped, neighborhood or in neighbors, know each other. We can meet here. If we are not able to meet, we can't come to church. How do we survive? All these things should be things that are put on the talking points on the table, because clearly it's just a matter of time. It will be reality. And so if you've not prepared your church to be able to meet in home churches or cells and all that, and let's not also assume that we are going to have technology being our friend all the time. You know, last year we had COVID lockdowns, and YouTube was there, Facebook was there, easy to use, WhatsApp and all these platform, Telegram and all. It won't be there forever. It won't. Circumstances can push things beyond the availability of these things to people. And so in the absence of technology, if you've not been able to grow spiritually as a believer, how do you survive in your Christian faith and all these are things we should be considering. And I believe I'll be talking about more of these things in the subsequent editions as we go on these discussions. And I believe God will direct us and give us the needed wisdom to know what to do, when to do things, and how we do things. So thank you for listening. This edition, this is Eben. God bless you, and talk to you soon.